Wednesday, May 8th at 5 p.m. live at Global Star Radio Network. Welcome to the Divided Kingdom. We're in the week of May 8th, 9th. Hear us at WWCR.com, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. This is Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Shortwave listeners can hear us on Wednesdays on a frequency of 9.350 megahertz at 7 p.m. And on Thursdays, the frequency is 4.840 megahertz.
And Lou, this is your co-host, Elizabeth Coppett-Caverly. And, of course, I'm speaking to the man, Lou Caverly. And last night, we had an important interview with each other a lot of the time, and we had a lot of information about foods and the diabolical plans to poison your food and rob you of your food and take away the farms. We'll be doing more of that next week, probably next Wednesday. But tonight we have some different things. And so, Lou, I interrupted, but, you know, I'm your better half, baby.
That's right. That's right.
No, you know, you're my better half, too. So we end up being equal.
And don't forget, those of you listening, to visit our website, DividedKingdomRadio.com. And you can hear our vital listening archives to hear some of our past programs. At first, we jubilantly praised God for victory over the WHO pandemic, World Treaty.
This was abandoned, we heard.
This was on April 24th, a headline that we referred to that read, WHO forced to abandon pandemic treaty. Public rise up against globalist tyranny.
And Lou, we reported on how the Japanese people in mass rose up against it protesting.
That's exactly right. They had a big protest against it. Well, that headline went on to say the World Health Organization's controversial pandemic treaty has been scrapped due to the increasing numbers of people who are waking up and rising up against the globalist elite's tyrannical agenda. But we must alert you that the issue may not be settled in our favor after all. Now, here is the latest result of my doing a search on May 7th. Reuters fact check. WHO has not abandoned pandemic prevention treaty. May 2nd, 2024. The World Health Organization's efforts to draft a pandemic prevention treaty are ongoing, contrary to social media posts. And I would say also, I'll interrupt to say, including not just social media posts, but also some websites, such as the one we consulted.
Yes, and Alu, that one that we consulted, when you went back to try to get more than the headline that Brother Bruce had sent us, again, you were met with forbidden with that number. What's that number?
403.
403.
I'm not quite sure what the 403 means.
No. And, you know, we're thinking here that either there was information that was erroneous, that they intended to keep pushing to get this treaty in, or things are in such a shambles that now they're trying to make it look as though they're still powerful. But in any case, we have to assume the worst, and your voices must be heard. But go ahead, Lou.
Well, to summarize, Reuters then stated that social media reports of the treaty being abandoned were false, and that the WHO spokesperson, Fadela Chaib, said via email that this is not the case. Reuters went on to say that according to Chaib, a draft agreement to be completed May 10th will be sent to the World Health Assembly, which is the WHO's decision-making forum, and they'll take a vote sometime in May of this year. Representatives of Matt Staver's organization, Liberty Council Action, said through a telephone representative that, yes, the treaty has not been given up, and that we must keep praying.
And that's a very reputable organization, Matt Staver with Liberty Council. They've been doing a lot of good work. And they urged also that people should pray, didn't they?
They sure did, yes.
And last night you gave a wonderful prayer to God about this. We may have another prayer shortly. But go ahead. What else there? What can people do?
Well, we urge any of you to get in contact with your senators. call Congress and tell them you do not want that treaty to be approved.
And furthermore, they're to be told to bring the Senate Bill 444, again, that's Senate Bill SB 444, out of committee, and to never vote to ratify this WHO Global Pandemic Treaty.
That's right. And if you don't have a pencil and paper handy, and you don't have this number yet, get one, and I'll, in a few minutes, in a short time, give you the toll-free number.
Let's give it now for the first time.
Yes. The number to call Congress, in particular the Senate, is 1-877-762-8762. And ask for your senator, or senators. Every state has two, so ask for the two senators for your state, one at a time, and leave your message, or if you get to talk to somebody directly, even better.
And now let's give that phone number again.
Yes, that phone number is 1-877-762-8762.
We can't emphasize how very important this is. Do you listeners out there realize that we are fighting for our lives, just as Ike told those Republicans in 1962 at the Bedford Springs Hotel? I came across that the other day, and perhaps I had been paraphrasing it a little bit. Sometime I'll bring that exact quote to the mic again. But he basically said that you were fighting for your lives, and when the time came, you would be up to it. So he knew that this military-industrial complex, with the pharmaceutical end of it too, the Nazi wing, the Jesuit wing, the Illuminati labor Zionist wing, the Albert Pike Mazzini predecessor letter of 1871 wanting to foment World War III, and Boo's going to get into that much more very shortly, but all of those aspects you see now are coming into fruition. They want what Pike and Mazzini envisioned, that the whole Zionist world will fight the whole Muslim world into exhaustion. Then the chaos will come, and then they will unleash unspeakable horrors, till finally the world will be so tired and sick that it will accept the new doctrine that comes from, guess what, the light of Lucifer. So that's what we're dealing with. A lot of people don't understand it, but many of you do, and we are very thankful for your love, your prayers, your support to keeping this program going. Let's give that phone number again to Congress.
Yes, that phone number, and again, it's an 800 number. You don't have to pay for it. It's toll-free. 1-877-762-8762.
And again, listeners, can you envision, if this thing passes and the evil ones get their way, to have another pandemic of some type, and then we're not under American law, you see, we're under the world police state of the WHO. And as Lou pointed out on last night's program, they can come and force inject you with any substance. They can take you away from your home and quarantine you. Do you understand? This is the end of the Constitution. This is the end of America. If this goes through, there will be horrors dwarfing much of what happened to individual Jews, the ones who didn't get to go to the camps and experience all those horrors, the ones who were even hiding out during the Nazi era. They had unspeakable things they had to face in labor camps and other things, but you're going to be experiencing something. You know, we have never had war, a world war, on our lands here in America, have we?
No, we haven't.
People are so naive, they're just children. They don't think anything will interrupt their agenda, their own humanism, enjoyment, entertainment complex. No, nothing will be any different. But Bible readers and Bible believers realize that something very definitely has changed. Okay, Lou, I think maybe we just want to jump right into the fomenting of the World War III and the status. Do we want to go right now? Is there anything more that we've overlooked saying?
Well, we were going to repeat something we did last night from the People's Voice, at least the headline: Arizona becomes the first U.S. state to declare mRNA vaccines biological weapons of war.
And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. See, goodness is still at work fighting evil. And then I think last night I mentioned that Florida was another state that had banned the Bill Gates fake meat. Isn't that right? I believe it was Florida.
I believe that's accurate.
So those are,
yes,
those are good trends. We need to pray for that. You know, we have forgotten something very important. I believe that, Lou, you should lead us again in a prayer to Almighty God and Jesus Christ, thanking Him for those good results that we've just mentioned, and asking Him to help foil this horrible pandemic treaty and the machinations, because before you make the prayer, you have the other thing too, don't you, about the vaccines. We'd better repeat that. They're in readiness. The snakes are coiled in readiness with the next vaccine.
That's right. And keep in mind, this World Health Organization thing, they could just say there's a pandemic. They don't have to, you know, have a real pandemic. Of course, they could. But they can also just declare there's a pandemic due to some small outbreak somewhere and put all these rules into effect if they have this treaty approved.
Exactly.
Now, from True News, April 20th, we had this headline, U.S. government has bird flu vaccine ready for one-fifth of the population. And my question is, why? But the subheadline says the bird flu virus has been found in 1 out of 5 samples of milk in grocery stores in the United States. There is growing talk about a mass vaccination campaign to inoculate people against a possible bird flu pandemic. Massive amounts of H5N1 vaccines would be needed if the World Health Organization declares, here it is, a global bird flu pandemic. Barron's Magazine is reporting that the U.S. government has vaccines in stock for one-fifth of the American population.
It's just a stunning preview. It's like event 201, pre-planning, and we have to be very highly suspicious of this. And there were some reports now that they have worked on H1 and H5, I believe, two different kinds of avian A influenza. And, of course, we had that article that we brought to you a few times back about 17 members of Congress being up in arms because Tom Vilsack's USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, was doing something with a secret lab that was in China connected to the Wuhan business. And what they were doing, they were trying to make the bird flu more harmful. And I would assume that's gain-of-function type research, wouldn't you, Lou?
Oh, I would think so, yes. I would think that would be exactly what they
so
do.
So we need to pray against all these evils. And, Lou, I think now we will ask you to lead our listeners, and wherever you are, please don't be doing multitasking right now. Please close your eyes and reverently thank Jesus Christ personally for what He's done for you, bringing you through a lot of turmoil, a lot of illness, a lot of money challenges, various things that we know each of you has been helped by our Lord to face, to endure, and to come through. And so now, Lou, would you make the prayer?
Yes, let's all pray together. Almighty God, Lord Jesus, we thank you for these victories that show that people are still capable of resisting this tyranny. And we pray now that you will squelch the efforts of these evil men and women who are trying to take over the world, trying to defeat you as well as we people, and just thwart all these attempts at tyranny, at creating pandemics, at depopulation, all these evils that we see breaking out in the world today. And we just put our faith in you and our trust in you.
And may I add to that, too,
yes,
Lou,
please do.
Lord Jesus Christ, we specifically ask you to foil these attempts in this month, because this is happening now. When they will take that vote, We ask you to foil the attempts to bring in a world pandemic global WHO treaty, the World Health Organization treaty. We ask you to foil it, to squelch it, as Lou mentioned, to stomp it down, to stomp the head of the serpent back into the sand. We ask you for mercy. And Lou, would you pick it up?
And we just put all our trust in you, O Lord, and we just pray all of this in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Next, we have the Ukraine situation is a very big deal.
Now, we're into the World War III Pike Mazzini war drum scenario.
That's right. That's right.
Go ahead.
This is an article by Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., entitled, Who Really Profits from the Ukraine War? And it was printed by the Fort Fairfield Journal up in Maine, March the 6th, 2024.
And no wonder this disgraceful action in which they wouldn't give any Secret Service protection to a presidential candidate like RFK Jr. Just disgusting.
Yes, it is. Particularly in light of his uncle and his brother both being assassinated many years back.
Exactly.
Makes all the more shameful that
egregious.
They wouldn't give it to him.
Just egregious.
Well, he says this is a war, meaning Ukraine, that should never have happened. It's a war the Russians tried repeatedly to settle on terms that were very, very beneficial to Ukraine and us. The major thing they wanted was for us to keep NATO out of Ukraine. The big military contractors wanted to add new countries to NATO all the time. Why? Because then that country has to conform its military purchases to NATO weapon specifications, which means certain companies, Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, General Dynamics, Boeing, and Lockheed, get a trapped market. In March of 2022, we committed $113 billion to Ukraine. Just to give you an example, you could have built a home for almost every homeless person in the United States with that money. We then committed another $24 billion since then. Now President Biden is asking for another $60 billion. But the big, big expenses are going to come after the war when we have to rebuild all the things that we destroyed. Senator Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky, was asked, quote, can we really afford to send $113 billion to Ukraine? He said, don't worry, it's not really going to Ukraine. It's going to American defense manufacturers, unquote. So he just admitted it's a money laundering scheme. And who do you think owns every one of those companies? BlackRock. So Tim Scott, during the Republican debate, said, don't worry, it's not a gift to Ukraine, it's a loan. Raise your hand if you think that loan is ever getting paid back. Of course it's not. So why do they call it a loan? Because if they call it a loan, they can impose loan conditions. And what are the loan conditions that we impose on them? Number one, an extreme austerity program, so that if you're poor in Ukraine, you're going to be poor forever. Number two, most important, Ukraine has to put all of its government-owned assets up for sale to multinational corporations, including all of its agricultural land, the biggest single asset in Europe, in Ukraine. There's been 1,000 years of war fought over that land. It's the richest farmland in the world. It's the breadbasket of Europe. 500,000 kids, almost, Ukrainian kids, have died to keep that land as part of Ukraine. They almost certainly didn't know about this loan condition. They've already sold 30% of it. The buyers were DuPont, Cargill, and Monsanto. Who do you think owns all those companies? BlackRock. In December, President Biden gave out the contract to rebuild Ukraine. Who do you think got the contract? BlackRock. So, they're doing this right in front of us. They don't even care if we know anymore, because they know that they can get away with it. How do they know that? Because they have a strategy, and that strategy is an old, old strategy, which is to keep us at war with each other. They keep us hating on each other. They keep the Republicans and Democrats fighting each other, and black against white, and all these divisions that they sow. And it says this column is transcribed by a recent presentation of Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. And, of course, he's currently running as independent candidate for U.S. president in 2024.
Lou, as I heard you read that, I thought that the magnanimity and the depth of soul and character and intellectual prowess was just equal to JFK. It was like hearing him again.
Yes, I think you're right.
The best of JFK. We know he was a man with flaws and faults. Perhaps he wouldn't have been assassinated had he repented of some of the things in his personal life. We don't know. But we have to give plaudits to RFK Jr. for his stand against vaccine harm to children and so much more. We really do. Okay, what's next?
Now I think we switch to you.
All right. I guess we do. And this is The People's Voice, February 10th, 2024. Putin, CIA, secretly run Ukraine. They want World War III. Russian President Vladimir Putin has declared that the CIA has been secretly running Ukraine for a decade as part of a plan to start World War III with Russia. During his recent interview with Tucker Carlson, Putin said that the war in Ukraine did not start in 2022, but was a result of a 2014 coup in the country by the CIA. Putin recalled the moment he decided he had to invade, noting, quote, initially it was a coup in Ukraine that provoked the conflict, end of quote. Modernity News reports Putin claimed that a decade ago, the United States proposed a joint effort for a diplomatic settlement in Ukraine, and the then-president Yanukovych agreed not to deploy troops or police. However, an armed opposition, which Putin alleges was run by the CIA, orchestrated a coup in Kiev. Putin further stated that, quote, the representatives of three countries, Germany, Poland, and France, arrived. They were the guarantors of the signed agreement. Despite that, the opposition committed a coup, and all of these countries pretended that they didn't remember they were guarantors of the peaceful settlement. He continued, quote, President Yanukovych agreed to all conditions, which included holding an early election he had no chance of winning. Putin stated, adding, why the coup? Why the victims? Why threaten Crimea? Why threaten the Donbass? That's what I don't understand. The CIA did its job to complete the coup, he continued, adding, the political mistake was colossal. All this could be done without victims. Putin went on to slam NATO, saying that it continually defied Russia's demands not to expand closer to Russian territory. We never agreed to NATO's expansion. And we never agreed Ukraine would be in NATO, he said, adding, for decades we kept asking, don't do this, don't do that. The current Ukraine leadership said it would not implement the current Minsk agreements where a plan for the peaceful settlement in Donbass was set forth. Putin further stated, adding, quote, Ukraine officials said they did not like anything about the Minsk agreements. In other words, they were not going to implement it. They simply led us by the nose. End of quote. Elsewhere in the interview, Putin also claimed that the CIA destroyed the Nord Stream pipeline, stating, quote, it is clear to the whole world what happened then. Even American analysts talk about it directly. It's true. Putin's CIA comments come in the wake of former CIA agent Jack Devine predicting that the Russian president will soon be overthrown in a black swan palace coup. Elsewhere in the interview, Putin suggested that former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was instrumental in sabotaging peace negotiations. Putin also brutally mocked Joe Biden, saying he has no reason to talk to the U.S. president, and that he warned Biden before the invasion that the U.S. was making a, quote, mistake of historic proportions, end of quote, by acting in lockstep with NATO over Ukraine. And then, We have some background, and it's vital for us to realize that World War III may not just be an all-out continuation of what our ideas, our stereotypical ideas of war, but it may also include this bioengineered vaccine plandemic business that the world has been suckered into in the years 2020 to 2023. The Gateway Pundit, this was back in July of 2023 by Patrick Halley. RFK Jr. calls out the Ukraine biolabs. National File broke news about U.S. military's creepy research on Caucasian Russians. Insurgent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. recently called attention to the biolabs in Ukraine, which National File reported the existence of in March 2022. Kennedy discussed the existence of race-specific bioweapons. Is the United States government plotting ethnic genocide? Kennedy is clearly willing to discuss topics that other politicians find taboo, and as a result, Kennedy is surging in the Democrat primary polls. If the Democrat Party denies him the nomination, will he run as an independent? And, of course, this is Elizabeth, he did. But we go on. What Kennedy said, COVID-19 is targeted to attack Caucasians and black people, Kennedy said, noting that there is some evidence that COVID-19 was a race-specific bioweapon. The people who are most immune are Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese. We do know that the Chinese are spending hundreds of millions of dollars developing ethnic bioweapons, and we are developing ethnic bioweapons. That's what all those labs in the Ukraine are about. They're collecting Russian DNA. They're collecting Chinese DNA so we can target people by race. And I think there's more to that. Do you have a little more on that, Lou?
Not on that particular subject, no.
Okay. I think there is some more. But he went on to document some of these things about I think the documents that proved there was this, and we may find that a little bit later. Okay, I think then you have something, don't you?
I have this from the Hal Turner radio show bulletin.
Oh, and there's something else that I have to have, too.
Okay.
This was just a little blurb. Fox News host Jesse Waters, this was March 22. Revealed this week that the CIA has infiltrated every newsroom in America, including his. And of course, that was the People's Voice. So that was a little bravery from Jesse.
Yes.
Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah. Here we have a bulletin. Putin blames D.C. for Moscow attack. This was a terrorist attack a few weeks back from Hal Turner radio show, March 25th, 2024. Russian President Vladimir Putin has gone on national television to tell the Russian people, quote, the terrorist attack is a link in a chain to Kiev and Washington, unquote. Who benefits? The Russian president asked. And he continued, the Kiev regime has used any kind of inhuman tactics which make up a logical sequence of events aimed at intimidating Russian society and sowing discord, unquote. They also try to show Ukrainians that the only thing they need is to, quote, obey the orders of Washington, unquote, Putin added. And then we have Russia's arms pact with Iran. Moscow pledges fighter jets and air defenses to Tehran, including advanced missiles capable of shooting down U.S. and Israeli stealth planes. This was from dailymail.co.uk. And the date was April 16th. And we have some bullet points here. Russia has been supplying weapons and knowledge to Iran as it heads into war. The Kremlin is escalating a strategic alliance between the two, experts say. The deals have seen drones and anti-aircraft weapons delivered to Tehran. This is by Will Potter for DailyMail.com. Russian military officials have quietly been supporting Iran with weapons and information as the crisis in the Middle East escalates, it has emerged. A strategic alliance between the two hostile nations, reports the Washington Post, has seen Russia supply an array of artillery to Iran, including prized anti-aircraft launchers and drones. The reported deals are evidence of a growing, concerning dynamic between the two nations, which experts warn show Iran is growing in strength and negotiating power as it barrels towards war. And then we have covert intel. Russia has moved tactical nuclear missiles to their western border. This was also from Hal Turner on April 24th. Now unlocked. In response to Finland joining NATO, Russia has moved hypersonic Iskander tactical nuclear missiles to Kerelia, Russia. The Iskander missile has about a 500-kilometer range and can travel at about 7,500 kilometers per hour. From their location in Kerelia, Russia, these new nuclear-tipped missiles can reach most of populated Finland within just a very few short minutes. The deployment of these missiles is confirmed. Then we have, also from Hal Turner Radio, Russian state-controlled TV. If NATO troops enter Ukraine, Sarmat, Yars, and Avangard nukes will hit NATO decision-making centers. This is April 30th. State-controlled Russian TV today broadcast a direct announcement of Russia's intent to fire nuclear weapons at NATO decision-making centers if NATO troops enter Ukraine to battle Russia. The words aired were so blunt as to be undeniable. And then they give a segment that you could see on the website of that Russian TV broadcast. Then we have FBI director issues chilling warning about possible terror attack on U.S. soil, similar to Russian concert hall massacre, which left 144 people dead. He said, "We are increasingly concerned," unquote. The FBI director has issued a stark warning about the heightened possibility of a coordinated terror attack in the U.S. Christopher Wray told NBC such an attack may not be, maybe not that different from what you saw against the concert hall in Russia. The FBI had 4,000 international terrorism investigations open at the end of the 2023 fiscal year. And this, by the way, was by Ellis Wright for the DailyMail.com. Goes on, U.S. Director, FBI Director Christopher Wray has warned of the heightened possibility of a coordinated terror attack in the U.S. Wray told NBC News the FBI is, quote, increasingly concerned about the potential for some kind of coordinated attack here in the homeland.
And this is Elizabeth interrupting. I believe perhaps you or I have a short blurb later that says Putin says that the deep state here was involved in that concert hall massacre.
Yes, I think he briefly mentioned it in one of those earlier things that I read.
I was probably looking at my notes coming up, so if you've already said that, we want to draw attention to it again.
Yes.
In other words, we may be looking at a coming false flag attack to draw us further into the war.
It could very well be.
Go ahead, Lou.
Yes, exactly. And explaining that such an event may not be, maybe not that different from what you saw against the concert hall in Russia a few weeks ago from ISIS-K. The attack on a Moscow concert hall on March 22nd killed at least 144 people, making it the deadliest terror attack in Russia for 20 years. Wray has previously raised concerns over the elevated terror threat, telling a House of Representatives panel earlier this month that the current terror threat is the highest he can remember in his career. And before I give you this next, actually, I was going to read this to you before that. Recall that just minutes ago, I gave you the headline, Putin blames the D.C. for Moscow attack. Now you'll see FBI Chief Christopher Wray is ominously warning in advance as a concentrated terrorist attack in the U.S. will occur. Could this be a false flag event to further legitimize the U.S. sending their sons for cannon fodder for a World War III?
And you know something else it can be? It's always part of that militant move toward getting the guns from the American men, isn't it? You know,
yes,
we were recalling
absolutely.
That how Britain, the men there don't have any guns anymore. And one of the key things that happened, I think, before they got all the guns, there was some kind of a terrible school shooting in Scotland. So we have to always keep our eyes open. Do you have a little bit more about World War III drums marching?
No, I think that's it for that group.
Okay.
We have something about Houthi rebels in the Red Sea attacking a U.S. destroyer.
Yes, and I think we don't need to go into that. That's going to keep going on and off.
Is there
anything more on the war scene there?
No, that's about it.
Well, then, I think you're going to take care of something for both of us that you were going to take care of while I start talking about the other war, the war that we're seeing still going on about COVID. So you'll go away from the mic, won't you?
Yes, and I'll be back soon.
All right, that'll be great. This is the war that began with the COVID bioweapon itself and then the COVID vaccines. So first of all, we have some interesting headlines here. The People's Voice, April 30th, 2024. Gates Insider admits elite planning to euthanize billions via bird flu vaccine. A Gates Foundation Insider has revealed America's food supply will be deliberately infected with bird flu to spark the next pandemic and pave the way for Bill Gates' next money-spinning vaccine to conquer the global market. And that's really something to think about there, because we have been hearing that supposedly the bird flu was found in some milk. And we mentioned, I think, on last night's program that Augusto Perez, a pastor and a prophetic speaker, we heard both in the Prophecy Club years, I think, and on True News years ago, a decade or more ago, and he said he had envisioned something, that the shelves in the grocery store would not be empty. There would be food, but it would all be poisoned. So perhaps that was a look at the time we are entering into. So we do urge you to stock up quickly on things that you think are good. And perhaps you would think a little bit about imported cheeses. You know, there's some good cheeses. Norway, you know, the Jarlsberg, it's like a Swiss cheese. There's some things that you could put into your refrigerator, and it'll keep a long time. Now, we have the People's Voice, April 30th, 2024. And this is what we alluded to before. This is a victory. Arizona becomes first U.S. state to declare mRNA vaccines biological weapons of war. Arizona has become the first U.S. state to pass a resolution declaring the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines to be, quote, biological and technological weapons. This, listeners, shows that all the brainwashing in the world, all the talking points on all the major networks that are run by five or six corporations of news in the world, they have not completely obliterated the ability to think in some other Americans. And we do applaud Arizona for this. Then we have the People's Voice, April 30th. AstraZeneca admits its COVID jab can lead to fatal side effect. BIF pharma giant AstraZeneca has admitted in court documents that its COVID-19, quote, vaccine can cause a side effect that could lead to blood clots and death. And we have more here in this panorama of the war of the COVID vax. Crucial study, this again is the People's Voice, April 30th, crucial study, COVID spike proteins turn benign cancer cells into, quote, indestructible tumors. A bombshell new study from Brown University has found that the spike protein from COVID-19 turns benign cancer cells into indestructible tumors. Lou, you're back, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
You know, we have to think this is almost a misnomer, because cancer is never benign. However, I think that the writer here meant that there were some cancers that were a little less ready to metastasize. They were a little less virulent. And we've been hearing now about these turbo cancers. This is probably the same phenomenon, that suddenly people got cancers, and sometimes they had been in remission for 20 or 30 years, but the cancer suddenly came back. And not only did they return, but they were different. They couldn't be treated. They were more virulent. So we think that that's possibly what they're talking about here. Then the next headline, again, the People's Voice, April 26th. Big Pharma officially listed as leading cause of death in America. Big Pharma is now officially the leading cause of death in America, deaths in America, plural, according to new data quietly released by the government. And then there's one more. The People's Voice was really on a roll here. Please forgive me. Doctor apologizes for vaccinating thousands with, quote, dangerous mRNA. A leading pro-vaccine doctor, Dr. S. Norden, that's N-O-R-D-I-N, has issued a desperate apology on social media, begging thousands of patients to forgive him for vaccinating them with the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 mRNA jab during the pandemic. And then we come to another article that's very important, this ongoing war of depopulation. It is a world war. This is the People's Voice back on February 10th, 2024. Pregnant mothers are spreading deadly levels of mRNA to their babies, study warns. A new official study has warned that vaccinated pregnant mothers are spreading deadly levels of mRNA to their unborn babies via the placenta and umbilical cord blood. Quote, our findings suggest that the vaccine mRNA is not localized to the injection site and can spread systemically to the placenta and umbilical cord blood. The detection of the spike protein in the placental tissue indicates the bioactivity of the vaccine mRNA reaching the placenta, the scientist wrote. Notably, the vaccine mRNA was largely fragmented in the cord blood and, to a lesser extent, in the placenta. To our knowledge, these two cases demonstrate for the first time the ability of the COVID-19 vaccine mRNA to penetrate the fetal placental barrier and reach the intrauterine environment. 100%fedup.com reports, the study titled Transplacental Transmission of the COVID-19 Vaccine mRNA, Evidence from Placental, Maternal, and Cord Blood Analyses Post-Vaccination, was published February 1st in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. Spike mRNA and protein found in placentas, Medicinal Genomics founder Kevin McKernan said. The real question, and this is still his quote, is why would a mother want to take a vax 10 days before birth and 2 days before C-section? Oh, that was 10 days before a vaginal birth. It had V-birth and 2 days before a cesarean section. Sounds like they waited until the last minute to vaccinate. Almost as if the hospital wouldn't let them give birth there without it. He wrote, Chief Nerd shared findings from the study.
This study aimed to assess the presence of COVID-19 vaccine mRNA in the placenta and cord blood following maternal vaccination during human pregnancy. The vaccine mRNA was detected in the two placentas tested using quantitative ddPCR and ISH. The localization of the vaccine mRNA was mainly in the villous stroma, panels AB and AD, with a notably high signal in the decidua of patient 1, panel AA, compared to that of patient 2, panel AC. Furthermore, the vaccine mRNA was detected in the cord and maternal blood of patient number 1 using ddPCR. Unfortunately, no umbilical cord or maternal blood samples were available for analysis in patient number 2. Our findings suggest that the vaccine mRNA is not localized to the injection site and can spread systematically to the placenta and umbilical cord blood. The detection of the spike protein in the placental tissue indicates the bioactivity of the vaccine mRNA reaching the placenta. Notably, the vaccine mRNA was largely fragmented in the cord blood and to a lesser extent in the placenta. To our knowledge, these two cases demonstrate for the first time the ability of the COVID-19 vaccine mRNA to penetrate the fetal placental barrier and reach the intrauterine environment. Never forget that politicians and medics all over the world coerce people to get these gene therapy shots and told them they were, quote, localized vaccines, unquote, that would stay in the upper arm. What we conspiracy theorists feared now seems to be confirmed. You pass it on to the baby, Eva Vladerlingbuch wrote. And the Blaze senior editor, Daniel Horowitz, commented, if you claim to be pro-life, this is a bigger issue than abortion because they are shoved on people as if it's a cure, when in fact it's a poison. At least with abortion, everybody knows what it is, unquote. And another quote, why wouldn't they conduct animal reproductive trials before greenlighting this for the population, especially those who are pregnant, said Dr. Craig Wax. And here we have another quote, spike mRNA and proteins have been found in female placentas, also found in high concentrations in male testes. This is extremely alarming and probably explains the sharp rise in COVID vaccine-related miscarriages over the past 3 years, Sovereign Brah, B-R-A-H, writes. And then, let me see if I have any more here. Better skip it over. Then we have another article. Bombshell new study dooms COVID vaccine. Well, COVID vaccinated, I should be more exact. This was April 19th. It appeared in newsaddicts.com. A bombshell new study has spelled doom for those who have received COVID mRNA injections. Leading scientists have discovered an active ingredient in the shots that was, quote, designed, unquote, to destroy the human immune system and trigger cancers to grow and spread rapidly. The comprehensive study by an international consortium of scientists raises concerns that a specific vaccine ingredient, N1-methylpseudouridine, causes immune suppression and cancer proliferation. The review stresses that incorporating that chemical in mRNA vaccines significantly compromises critical immune responses, severely hindering the body or the body's initial interferon signaling. Interferon is vital for the immune system's ability to fend off infections and combat diseases like cancer. And then we have appeals court.
Lou, I have to interrupt.
Yes, go right ahead.
This was an answer in this article to the other speculations we were raising about why these turbo cancers came back and why they were so virulent. This was another ingredient that was added to make those things happen.
That's so true.
And now continue that story.
Now, the next article is a very depressing one. Appeals court backs forced vaccination of children without parental consent. April 20th, 2024. From SlayNews.com. An appeals court has backed efforts to vaccinate children without parental consent by shielding those who force kids to take COVID shots. A North Carolina Court of Appeals issued the ruling in the case of a clinic where personnel gave a 14-year-old boy a COVID mRNA shot without consent from the child or his parents.
Lou, we don't need the WHO global treaty to have some beyond evil men in our country.
That's for sure.
I am shocked and saddened that this happened in North Carolina.
Yes.
The millstone passage in the Bible fits, and those people will have it hanging on a big cable, and it's sliding closer and closer and closer with God's inexorable wrath and judgment. What else
so
about this situation, this disgusting, deplorable situation?
The mother of the boy sued the Guilford County School Board and Old North State Medical Society over her teenage son's forced COVID-19 vaccination in 2021. However, appellate judges agreed that a federal law protected both defendants from legal liability. The court ruled that the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, so-called PREP Act, protected the clinic and its staff. Then we have one more article. And I've got to see what this says here. One in four vaxxed will die early, top study finds. This is from newsaddicts.com. And the date was, I believe, April 16th, 2024. A bombshell new peer-reviewed study has concluded that a sickening one in four people who received COVID mRNA vaccines will die early. The shocking study found that 27.11% of people who have received at least one COVID injection have either already died or they have suffered an irreparable, quote, ticking time bomb, quote, unquote, injury that will shorten their life. The new study conducted by top researchers in Saudi Arabia found that the majority of COVID-vaccinated people have suffered long-term heart-related complications, many of whom have already died suddenly. Microbiologist and immunologist Muzam M. Sharif and colleagues at Ibn Sina National College for Medical Studies and King Faisal General Hospital noted that more than a quarter of COVID jab recipients suffered some kind of cardiac complications after getting the mRNA variety of shot, made either by Pfizer and BioNTech or by Moderna.
And do you know, we are looking here at a lot of these people, these pop stars, actors, ordinary people, who lined up to take the vaccines and the boosters. And remember these social media influencers on YouTube and TikTok? But some of them did not make out too well. Taylor Swift's boyfriend, Travis Kelce, received $20 million from Pfizer to push their product. And so we look at a few of these casualties now. Grace Helbig is a popular influencer, the latest one to be struck down with cancer, just 2 years after promoting the jab to her 2.6 million YouTube followers. And I think there are a couple more here, maybe. I'm trying to see who else is on that we can mention. A list of some of these people. And we talked one other time about on YouTube that there were some people, I think they weren't fully identified, but it was, I had cancer. I had a rare type of cancer. I have breast cancer. And it was young and healthy influencers, you see, who had done all this. And Michael Yaden, who had been Pfizer's vice president, he began to expose some of this, that the COVID vaccines were bioweapons. So we're looking at all that, and then we have to think about the ordinary people, Lou. What's really happening to them, too? And, you know, I have been watching our local Maryland newspaper. So May 5th, here we had George Daniel, and we don't give his last name, but he was the beloved son of so-and-so and so-and-so, suddenly departed this earth on April 28th, 2024. He was 58 years old. And now, again, we've pointed out a lot of these other deaths. He happened to be a white man. Other deaths that we've talked about here on the Eastern Shore, they were usually outdoorsmen. They were hunters. They were watermen. And he is no different, really. He had 41 years working on a crab deck. And so, again, this is highly suspicious. We have another case here, too. We had April 14th from News Addicts, Hunter Fielding. Fully vaxxed pop star dies suddenly at 30. South Korean pop star Park Bo-ram has tragically died suddenly after suffering from a massive fatal heart attack. The K-pop singer was just 30 years old when she died. Despite appearing to be perfectly healthy, doctors said she was killed instantly due to the gravity of the heart attack. Bo-ram's agency confirmed her passing in a statement. The statement added that while doctors confirmed she died of a heart attack, a police investigation regarding her cause of death is underway. However, police note that no foul play is suspected. Nevertheless, her friends and family are now demanding answers as to why a young, healthy, fully vaccinated woman could die so suddenly. Quote, all of our fellow artists and employees at Xanadu Entertainment are deeply mourning with great sadness, the agency said, asking for respect for Bo-ram's family and friends. It is even more heartbreaking to deliver the sudden news to fans who support Park Bo-ram. According to police reports cited by Korean media, Bo-ram was visiting a friend's home when she was found dead in the bathroom. She was rushed to a hospital but was declared deceased an hour after the incident. Doctors said she was likely killed instantly when she collapsed. The singer was set to mark her 10th year as a recording artist, having released two new songs earlier this year, including I Hope with fellow superstar K2 alum and eventual winner Ha Gak. After finishing eighth on Superstar K2 in 2010, Bo Graham officially debuted 4 years later with her semi-autobiographical single, Beautiful. It was followed by her first extended play, Sella Pretty, in 20th. Bo Ram is likely best known for performing soundtrack songs for various Korean shows, including Reply 1988, Prison Playback, About Time, and Hi, Jekyll, Me. She also collaborated with Lee Hyun, Samuel Say, and others. While no official cause of death has yet been released, many on social media have noted that Bo Ram was, quote, fully vaccinated. Then we have, again, a headline from the People's Voice, and this was CDC bombshell. Fatal heart attack risk skyrockets post-COVID vaccination. Even the CDC, Lou, was saying that scientists at the CDC have published a bombshell report warning that the risk of a fatal heart attack or stroke skyrockets after receiving the mRNA COVID vaccination. We went out of order just a little bit here because we wanted to focus on the people aspect. You know, we're all human beings, and we're all in a world. And we have another one here, that those brave people who protested in Japan, the global WHO treaty. And again, we give you the congressional toll-free number. Call your senators. Tell them to bring Bill 444, Senate Bill 444, out of committee, and that they are never to vote to ratify the WHO pandemic global treaty. Here we had April 21st, the People's Voice. Japan declares emergency over, quote, explosion of mRNA cancers. Japan has declared a national emergency over the explosion of cancer cases across the country caused by the mRNA vaccine. So you see, this is a worldwide genocide. Hitler's Holocaust of 6 million Jews was horrendous, but in scope, this is even worse, because it's the whole world, isn't it, Lou?
Yes, it doesn't spare any nationality, any religion, any race. It's out to get everybody.
People. Too many people on Earth.
That's it.
The Christian view is so different. You know, Jesus came because he loved the whole world, all the people of the world, and salvation comes through him. When you repent of your sins and you ask him to be your Savior, and he gives you triumph. Yes, you'll have tests, you'll have trials. There has to be an endurance made in you once you are his. But he is faithful, and you must do your part. Call your senators, 1-877-762-8762. 1-877-762-8762. Good night.